This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. The circus arrives without warning. No announcements precede it, no paper notices on downtown posts and billboards, no mentions or advertisements in local newspapers. It's simply there when yesterday it was not. The opening line of the novel The Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern, a bestseller already. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Aaron into the WVXU studios. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is your first novel, and I have to say I don't read any of the press about a book until after I've read the book, and I was real surprised. Well, actually, I guess I got a clue when I read the acknowledgments, but you said this really didn't start out the way it ended up, if you may, much like the circus itself, but this was bits and pieces. How did this come about?
This had a long, strange trip before it became the book that it ended up being. I started doing something called National Novel Writing Month in 2003. I'd always sort of thought about writing, but didn't sit down with the intent to write a novel. And this is an exercise that's... you write 50,000 words in 30 days, which is a lot of words and not a lot of time. But it was great for, I think, people like me who maybe want to write but don't just sit down and do it. It's not a huge time commitment, and it's kind of silly and fun. And it was a great way for me to learn to write. But I never really planned for it. I would just start at the beginning of the month and see what happened. And I started in 2003 and did it for a few years. And in 2005... I started writing, and I got so bored with what I was writing that I, out of desperation, I sent the characters to the circus. And the circus that just sort of appeared in my head was immediately much more interesting. So the whole thing really started with the circus as a location. I sort of abandoned that beginning of a boring novel and started just digging through the circus and trying to figure out who made it, who performed in it, like what its story was. And it took a great many drafts and a great many, it took a while to find the plot within the place, but I think I got there eventually.
Well, amazing story about two dueling magicians, I guess you could say,
yes,
without giving too much away.
Fair.
I don't want to give too much away, but this is really, it has magic, it has mystery, it has romance, and this circus is just a fantastical place. Cirque du Soleil would not hold a match to the Night Circus. Was there any influence? I mean, you have it set in the late 19th, early 20th century. Is there a reason that you picked that time frame for the circus?
There wasn't a specific reason. I wanted it to be far enough in the past that it could have that sort of once upon a time feeling to it, that sort of fairy tale edge to things that I think you kind of need to push things a little back before you have cell phones to solve all your plot problems and things like that. And also, I just love the aesthetics of that time period. I love top hats and corsets and gas lamps and that sort of thing. And I thought it just, on a visual level, I think it was an interesting vocabulary for me to work with.
Well, you're a multimedia artist, at least that's what your bio says, a multimedia artist. Writing part of that multimedia?
I think I originally had a bio that said mixed media, and maybe people didn't really know what that meant. Essentially, I'm also a painter, and I don't just restrict myself to paint. I will kind of anything that I can get to stick to a canvas, I will use. So it's more mixed media than proper multimedia art.
Well, there are two main characters, Marco and Celia. But I noticed in reading a few of your statements on writing this novel that they didn't start out as the main characters.
No, they didn't at all. In fact, in the original very rough, sprawling draft that I had, Celia is not in any of it. She was invented after the fact, and I think she was probably what was missing the most the entire time because it was sort of just disjointed little bits of story and didn't have a something to bring everything together, and she was kind of the missing protagonist in a way. And Marco I invented because I needed someone to be taking notes for his boss.
Ooh.
So he just suddenly appeared in the room, and I had no idea how important he would end up being.
Well, they have a competition going on of sorts, and I won't give too much away because it's just such a marvelous story. But I see a lot of influences in your writing. Who do you state as your influences? Because as I said, there's some magic, there's some mystery, there's some romance, and it's all just wonderfully blended together.
I think it's hard to say. I've been a big reader all my life, and it's hard to say anything I've ever read hasn't had an influence in one way or another. I think with this particular piece, I think there are some bigger ones. I think in a classical sort of sense, there's definitely a Shakespearean influence. There's that sort of classic, almost a Charles Dickens edge with a little bit of Roald Dahl thrown in. and I think one of the big influences is getting into more modern fiction, a book called Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell by Susanna Clarke. Wonderful, wonderful, like a doorstopper of a novel. It's huge and long and sprawling, but it's one of those wonderful worlds. And that, again, in that same sort of historical, magical magician's idea, that's a big one.
Aaron Morgenstern, the author of the best-selling novel The Night Circus, available where books are sold right now. And I have to ask, you've been on tour and you've been meeting readers. What has surprised you the most about reaction to your novel?
I think I'm still surprised that people have read my book.
Really?
I think it still has that. You'd think it would have started to sink in by now, but it is. It's something that I spent so much time alone with for years, really, that people are not only reading it, but embracing it in the way that they are is astounding to me.
Well, it's been picked up, I know, with the possibility of being made into a movie. And as I was reading it, I can't imagine how they could bring this to the screen. What are your thoughts as an author?
As an author, I think the fact that I have a background in theater, I'm probably a little more like, I'm more enthused. I think of it in terms of my work is done. I wrote the book. No one can change the book. Anything anyone does with the book is just, it's an interpretation. There might be a film coming up soon. There might be another film version in 20 years. There might be a stage version. I've seen art, people like making art based on some of the visuals. I think it's wonderful. And as many interpretations as people want to do, I think it'll be fantastic. And I really, for film, I think it's a designer's dream. People sometimes ask me who my dream cast is. I don't really care. I want to see the costumes. I want to see the costumes and the sets, and I want people to have fun with it.
Well, the circus is not a circus that most folks imagine. I mean, there are performers, but these are fantastical performers, if you may. And is any of this art that you'd like to make? And make reality that you could only write about and describe?
I do sometimes say that I write what I can't paint and I paint what I can't write because I paint kind of abstract, like pseudo-illustration, and I can't get the level of detail that I can get in my writing. And there's certainly a lot of very detailed visuals in the book.
Well, I know you are building a legion of fans, no doubt. Matter of fact, I'm wearing black and a little bit of red,
like the
circus fans of the Night Circus. Do you see more and more people showing up?
I do. I've seen a lot of color-coded dressing. I hadn't realized when I was writing that the fans of the circus, that the fans of the book would kind of embrace it as much as they had. But I think it's wonderful and flattering and humbling all at the same time.
So I frequently ask authors who come in, you know, what question do you get asked most often? Most often the answer is there a sequel? Is that what you've been encountering?
I have been asked that quite a bit. The answer is no.
Yeah.
I would not be opposed at some point to revisit the world, maybe in a series of short stories or tangential bits or that sort of thing. There is not a what happens next. And I don't think I would ever write a what happens next. I think it seems like every book is a series nowadays. And I think it's kind of nice to have a book that actually has an ending.
What beyond is there a sequel do you get asked most often?
I think I get asked where I come up with these things, and I don't have a good answer for it. Sometimes visual images or ideas just pop up in my head, and I can't really explain it other than I have a very vivid imagination.
Well, it's a wonderful story and a wonderful novel, and I wish you more and more success, and can't wait to see what you write next.
Well, thank you very much.
Aaron Morgenstern, the author of The Night Circus. You can find out more about Aaron and The Night Circus by visiting wvxu.org. The Night Circus, of course, available where books are sold right now.